Nishiget Cooperative General Manager Robert Himshute says the internet outage was due to a software issue with the co-op's radios on McClung Mountain, which transport data for the internet.
We can see the radio frequency. We have good signal strength from McClung Mountain, but the software component of the radio, what actually moves the data, is locked up. So we need to access the mountain.
Himshute also volunteers on KDLG's program advisory board. He says technicians flew up to the mountain in a helicopter.
So that we can go and work on the radio. We have to plug into it with a laptop and basically reboot it and reconfigure it.
Nishigak Co-op completed its microwave project last year. It now delivers internet via radio frequencies from where the fiber ends in Leavelock to McClung Mountain, where it repeats and goes to Dillingham.
We have very little problems with them when they're operating, but we've had three or four times now in the last year and a half where they've locked up, like a computer will lock up. So when that happens, we have to work with the manufacturer, just like you would have to work with tech support on your computer, to try to do something with the radio to keep it from locking up.
Nishigak is working with the radio's manufacturer, Nokia, to install a software update. Himshute says there isn't any clear reason why the radios keep stalling. Even though they're mostly reliable, when things do break, technicians have to physically go to the sites to fix them.
Because of the nature of the network, if it happens in Leavelock, then we have to get to the radios in Leavelock. If it happens in McClung, we have to get to the radio on McClung. And, you know, when you have weather and you have to access it with a helicopter, that causes some delays.
Himshute says that despite the outages, the microwave upgrade has allowed the co-op to increase internet speeds and the amount of data consumers can buy each month.
Before we had this, we were reselling a wholesale package from GCI. Now we're providing our own service. What comes with that, though, is having to operate a more complex network. And when you operate a more complex network, then these are the things that you have to do.
The internet came back on Tuesday around 2 p.m. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.